You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday, July 1st, 2024. This is Grandpa Dan streaming with you at RadioAlbion.com. Not only the beginning of a work week, beginning of a brand new month, we're in the middle of summer. We're cooking. We're cooking in summer here in the great state of Texas. I'm glad you joined us today. As always, I like to start off reminding you, we have our Sven Longshank support links right here on the page for the Daily Nationalist. I continue and will continue to encourage you to drop in their notes, emails, whatever. I really recommend the email service. I don't know how many of you are actually utilizing it. It's very simple. It's very inexpensive. And you're able, you know, he's able to send responses with the snail mail. He's very limited on how many he can send back. But whatever you do, it is appreciated. And I, of course, continue to encourage you to do so. Well, we do have some election, some democracy happenings to talk about today. We got democracy happenings happening in France. I haven't done a story from the Daily Mail. I've spared myself that. I haven't done a story from the Daily Mail in a minute, but we're going to use the Daily Mail today because we had some elections. There were some elections going on in France. Macron not doing all so well. Now, I always find these stories about this sort of thing, and I have to say, as we get into the story, because it's kind of typical Daily Mail and kind of typical for liberal Western media in general, that you have to remind yourself that these articles are not op-ed pieces. These are presented as actual news stories, and yet there's no shortage of editorializing in these news stories versus, of course, just simply recording the facts. Now, we have these elections, and our headline of this story is Protests Sweep Paris as Humiliated Macron is Defeated by Le Pen's National Rally in Election First Round. President's out. Only the Daily Mail uses these ridiculous, long-winded, you know, headlines. Anyway, President's allies say hard right stands at the gates of power, and there are 7 days to stop catastrophe ahead of a second round. Of course, as we go through this, we're never actually told what this catastrophe is going to entail. You ever notice that? They don't. They say we're on the verge of catastrophe. Catastrophe. But they never, of course, tell you what exactly these catastrophes are, except that what Macron, you know, he might fall out of power. That is the alleged catastrophe. It all wears a thing. I was watching, I did the show Friday, you know, on the presidential debate here in the U.S. And, you know, the lies that get promoted, you know, Biden, in one of his moments where he was able to string a couple sentences together, says, you know, repeats this lie that Vladimir Putin wants to rebuild the Soviet Union. You know, they just make this stuff up. And if Ukraine falls, he's going to roll into Poland and just basically conquer all of Europe and reestablish the Soviet Union. And we all know this is a lie, but it doesn't stop them from saying it anyway. Credit where due. At least Biden was kind of specific with his lie. Here we're told there's just going to be an all-around catastrophe. And we're not told exactly what is the threat here. What is the catastrophe? Another thing that wears me thin are these labels. The far right. You could do a drinking game with this article. And every time they use the term far right, right wing, extreme far right, you take your shot. You won't make it to the end. What exactly is Le Pen's party? What exactly is their far right position? Might limit some immigration. might back off a little bit, dial down the war rhetoric a little bit with Russia. Maybe World War III with Russia might not be in France's best interest. Now, of course, you all know I'm a democracy skeptic. And as we get into this article, I think that's will be reaffirmed why that is. But remember when we heard a lot of this same rhetoric when Meloni got elected in Italy? A lot of the same media was going on about, you know, it was the return of Mussolini. And yet she got into power, and what did you get in Italy? More of the same. More immigration, more rhetoric to dial up the heat for World War III with Russia. So whenever you read these, oh my gosh, we're on the verge of catastrophe. This will be the end of the world. It'll be the end of everything if this far right party gets in here. And yet again, we saw in Italy, the alleged quote unquote far right got in there, and we got nothing but more of the same. Funny how that works, isn't it? In the democracy system, the people vote and they think they're voting for change. You vote for somebody and the media's telling you, man, you're voting for some real change. You're getting the second coming of Mussolini. You don't want that. And the people are like, it's got to be better than what y'all are doing. We're voting for the second coming of Mussolini. And instead of the second coming of Mussolini, they get more of the same. More immigration, not less. More war rhetoric. More crappy economy. More of the same. Why, it's almost like democracy is a complete sham. Isn't it? And once again, we're being fed the same rhetoric in France. It's just the same story once again. Let's get into the article a little bit. It's a ridiculous Daily Mail article that's about three times longer than it needs to be. So I'm not going to read this whole thing. We're going to go through parts of it because you can get the gist. French President Emmanuel Macron and his allies this morning launched a fresh week of intense campaigning hours after their party was humiliated last night in the first round of parliamentary elections by the hard right national rally. Rioting engulfed the streets. Well, it must be. We're rioting? And see, that's what happens. You get these far right people, and the first thing they do is they want to go out. Burn the city. Rioting engulfed the streets of Paris last night as thousands of enraged left-leaning voters set alight to rubbish, smashed up shop windows, and launched fireworks after Marine Le Pen's RN streamed a victory with 33% of the first round vote. Oh, so it was the left wing that smashed shop windows and set dumpsters on fire and shot off fireworks. And they had to bring out the riot police to kind of try to sort of keep some sort of order, but didn't. It was the left wing. The same people that were always told about how our democracy is so sacred. It's them that when the democracy hints, they might not get something, you know, going their way. Of course, they will. This is all for show. It is they who are on the streets burning things. It's not the far right. Le Pen late last night gleefully declared that Macron's party had been, quote, wiped out as she celebrated the victory with the RN now targeting an absolute majority in the second round of elections this coming Sunday. Such a victory would mark the first time a hard right force has taken power in France since World War II amid the occupation by Nazi Germany, a fact not lost on left-wing politicians. Can we please, move on from Nazi Germany and Hitler? I mean, really, please. You know, how long do we have to hear this is the second coming of Hitler? It's Nazi Germany all over again. I'm just tired of it. Is this more? Is this supposed to have this effect? I don't live in France. I don't know how effective it is, but I, for one, I'm sick and tired of it. You know, let Hitler rest in peace. Can we just move on? Raphael Glucksmann. I'll save you from checking the early life. Raphael Glucksmann, a key figure in the left-wing alliance, said solemnly this morning, we have 7 days to spare France from catastrophe. Again, let's be realistic here. We're going to get into, as we go through the story, we'll get into a little more about how obviously this whole thing's going to be rigged up. And, you know, the democracy is going to function as designed and make sure that nobody who's not pre-selected actually gets into any sort of power. It functions as a sort of relief valve. But again, what is this impending catastrophe? What is Le Pen's party proposing doing? Just dialing down immigration. They're not saying we're going to round up people and put them in camps or something. They do this comparison to Nazi Germany. Is Le Pen calling for rounding up people and putting them in camps? What are we even talking about? And again, we've already seen the second coming of Mussolini in Italy, so we have a pretty good idea of what you would actually get here, but it doesn't stop us from hearing this over-the-top rhetoric of something that isn't going to actually happen. So all this comes about because Macron is so immensely unpopular. I mean, they can only cover over this so much. It's kind of like here in the U.S., you know, the media can run cover about how Biden is obviously got some form, you know, some stage of dementia. They can only do that so long, and then it becomes so ridiculously and painfully obvious that it can no longer be denied. Macron has been unpopular for years. I mean, several years ago during the Yellow Vest protests, they actually had to set up the military around his royal palace, around his presidential palace, because they were afraid that the people were going to come in there and drag his ass out, which would actually be a form of democracy, would it not? Maybe a very crude form of democracy. I do claim to be about democracy if it was defined as the will of the people. How do you claim to have a democracy government when the leader of said government has to surround himself with the army to make sure that the enraged people don't drag him out into the streets? I thought he was supposed to be carrying out the will of the people. If the democracy government, the democracy leader, is carrying out the will of the people, he shouldn't need the army surrounding the presidential palace, because the people should, by and large, say, yeah, this guy's doing a great job. He's doing what we put him in office to do. The tacit admission here is that they're not doing what the people want. They're admitting that in not so many words. They're not doing what the people want, and the people are angry. So they have to surround this guy with the army. Meanwhile, these same people point their finger at other countries and say, oh, they're dictators. Putin is a dictator. Xi is a dictator. Lukashenko is a dictator. And yet they themselves have to surround the presidential palace with the army in the system that supposedly is supposed to be reflective of the will of the people. A lot of this theater that you see is this need to try to keep people buying into the system. The real threat here is not Le Pen's quote-unquote far-right party. The real threat is loss of legitimacy in the system. What happens when the people say the system is completely legitimate, when the people quit buying into it? How many times do they have to see these elections come and go and that the same thing happens? And just by pure coincidence, it's that way in all of these democracy countries. You have a movement, and boy, we're going to vote these scoundrels out and vote new scoundrels in. This is our guy. We're putting him in there. And then you get the exact same thing. Even the duller general public after a while starts to realize, oh, hey, we keep doing this voting thing and nothing changes. The same thing keeps happening. We get the same policy. People run for election and say they're going to do what we want them to do, and yet never. And I'm older than a lot of people, and I can tell you, I've never seen it. I've never seen anyone get in there and actually do what the people want. Well, they did change the speed limit here in the U.S. back in the 90s. We did get that. That's the one thing I remember getting. The Republicans ran on this Contract for America, and they were going to do all this list of changes. And the one thing they did do when they came to power was get rid of the 55-mile-an-hour national speed limit. That's the one time I remember the democracy actually delivering something to the people. Which, in the big context of wars, government spending, crooked dealings, and corruption, getting a reduction in the speed limit seems like pretty small potatoes, if I'm being completely honest. Not that I'm complaining as far as it was a good thing getting rid of the 55 mile an hour speed limit, but it's not exactly earth shattering. It's a little underwhelming, if I'm being completely honest. And in my years on this earth, in my years of observing the political things going on here in the U.S., and you can apply this to the other democracy countries, that's the one thing. That's the only thing. What's the one time you saw that voting actually changed something and the people got something they wanted? That was it. That was the one time. You see, this threatens the legitimacy of the system. When people quit buying into it, that is what actually, not the quote-unquote far-right party of Le Pen. I guarantee you, we're going to get into how that's not even going to probably happen anyway. And if she did, you're going to get another Maloney. You're going to get more immigration. You're going to get more of the same. All of a sudden, she'll have a come-to-Jesus moment, and she'll suddenly see the threat posed by Vladimir Putin and Russia, and she'll ship more weapons to the Ukraine and have some more immigration. It's like I'm a little bit psychic, you see. I can see these things coming. No, it's just experience. I'm not a prophet. I'm just experience. We've seen this enough times. We have a pretty good idea of how this would all play out. After yesterday's first round of voting, polling agencies projected the RN will win a majority of seats in the 577-seat National Assembly after the second round this Sunday. It is far from clear whether the party will garner the 289 seats needed for an absolute majority to form a government. Now, we're about to get into some of the mechanizations of how the democracy makes sure that the people don't actually get what they're voting for. They won't actually get what they want. I've often lamented the two-party system we have here in the U.S. And I used to say, well, at least you people in Europe, you know, you've got multiple parties at least to choose from. And I remember I was lamenting this somewhere, someplace, I don't even remember where. And somebody who actually lives in Europe was like, man, you don't even know. They use this multiple party system to make sure that nothing changes. And now as we go through stories, I understand that better. It's a damned if you do, damned if you don't. With a different system here, and that we only have the two parties, everything's rigged, that there's no other parties, but it works so, just so shockingly, it works pretty much the same way as the multi-party system does in Europe. Isn't it just a pure coincidence? It's just so funny how the democracy system, whether it's the two-party version in the U.S. or the multiple-party systems in Europe, all function to make sure that the people don't ever actually get a real choice. If the people are wanting and demanding change, it is so difficult, isn't it? Under the democracy system, are we not supposed to, you know, if the people decide we don't like the direction, we want something different. If the democracy is supposedly about the people's will, the will of the people, government responding to the people, why is it that whether you're under a two-party system like in the U.S. or multiple parties under the European states, yet the same outcome happens? The people, sorry, better luck next time. Vote harder. Maybe you'll get some change next time. The first round of this year's election, I got to stop for a minute too and say, isn't it amazing? They just had the vote last night. We already know the outcome. How come it is here in the U.S. we go weeks after the voting and somehow we still don't know who won? The first round of this year's election called by Macron after a devastating loss in the European parliament elections earlier this month saw record levels of turnout. Polls suggested 67.5% of people voted in the national election, highest participation in a regular format legislative election in France since 1981. The final turnout in 2022, the last time national elections were held in the nation, was 47.5%. Despite the win, it is still, we just got done hearing how much Le Pen's party has won, but yet we hear here, despite the win, it's not currently clear whether Le Pen's party would win an absolute majority of seats in the new National Assembly lower house in the July 7th second round and claim the post of prime minister. The second round will see runoff votes take place in seats where there was no absolute majority, allowing the final shape of the National Assembly to form. The vote could give 28-year-old RN party chief Jordan Bardella, a protege of its longtime leader Le Pen, the chance to form a government. Should the far-right outfit scoop an absolute majority after the second round of voting this Sunday, Macron would be forced to appoint Bardella as his prime minister. The last far-right, here we go again, far-right leaders of France were Philippe Pétain and his prime minister Pierre Laval, who headed the Vichy regime that collaborated with the Nazis during World War II. Can we look at some pictures of France during that time? How about looking at some historical pictures of France during these guys running it? This French government. Why don't we look at how it was under Pétain and Laval versus pictures of France today? Why don't we get that Daily Mail? Maybe because it doesn't reinforce the narrative. Bardella has previously said he would only form a government if the RN wins an absolute majority in the elections. The alternative is months of political paralysis and negotiations to find a solution for a sustainable government that can survive no confidence votes. Once again, isn't it very curious that when the people are clearly, clearly dissatisfied with the direction that things are going, that the system is obviously functioning in a manner to make change nearly impossible. The number of hoops the people have to jump through to see some actual change, they're just virtually insurmountable. Hard left leader Jean-Luc Mélenchon said Macron's centrist alliance had suffered a heavy and undisputable defeat in the snap polls. But despite his humiliating third place finish in the second round of voting, Macron called for a broad coalition to come together to stop the RN next weekend. Faced with the national rally, the time has come for a large, clearly Democratic and Republican rally for the second round, he said late last night. So in other words, we've got to block. And this is the way it's rigged under these multi-party systems. Okay, the RN has done fairly well in this first round of voting. So now what they're going to do is all of these other parties are going to come together, withdraw from seats, you know, make backroom deals, and make sure that then they come together and block the people seeing any actual change, any potential actual change. Not that I think they would actually get any anyway, but it's designed to block this. Again, isn't this so curious how the way the democracy system has so many safeguards just in case the people want to go in a different direction? Senior figures in the New Popular Front, the left-wing coalition that came second in the first round, have pledged to pull out of any races where NFP candidates came third and RN candidates came first in order to allow citizens to vote out the far right. So this is supposedly another optional party in the country, and yet they're conspiring with the other party to make sure that RN doesn't get in there. This is literally a conspiracy out in the open. Instead of holding on and saying, no, we have our principles, we're running on our platform, vote for us, they're saying, well, we'll just pull out and try to rig the vote and tell our voters, no, you go vote for these guys. Not that we supposedly, because if they support what Macron's party stands for, then why were they even running in the first place? Instead, we've got to keep these other guys out. Ensemble, the coalition that Macron leads, has done the same. So they're conspiring. Local media has reported talks over the next 48 hours will be crucial and could swing the results significantly, potentially deciding whether the RN reaches an outright majority in parliament or not. Now, we read earlier that, first off, I have to say, wow, the system is rigged. Who could have imagined that? Now, we read earlier that they had a record turnout and this election. And the media points at this and touts this. Remember, who gets in these elections? This is largely theater. Even if Le Pen's party gets in, were to get in, do you really think you're going to see any actual change? I would tell you not to hold your breath. What is important to them is trying to hold on to some sort of legitimacy in the system, and they're on the brink of losing that. I believe we're further down the line of the system completely losing legitimacy here in the U.S. I mean, we're not there yet, but I do believe we're further along. When you read that this record turnout, the highest turnout since the early 80s in this French election, I can imagine them sitting around reading these polls going, oh, this is great. We got to really hype this up. The people are speaking, and the people are ultimately going to vote and not vote for the evil far right second coming of Hitler. We've got this. I can imagine them saying, we've got this. The people see record number of people are voting. The system, the people are still buying into the system. But I think if you were to read the tea leaves a little closer, I think this is a last gasp. When you have a record turnout, and obviously the record turnout benefited Le Pen's party, the nationalist, the quote-unquote nationalist party, because again, you know, what we're talking about here is largely theater. But when you have a record turnout, and obviously and demonstrably in every way, shape, and form, the benefit of this record turnout went to the anti-establishment, what is perceived as the anti-establishment party. It went towards the vote. It was basically a vote of, we want something different than what we have been getting. We keep having these elections and we keep getting the same thing. The economy sucks. You're flooding us with this immigration. Nobody asked for this, and nobody's asking for war with Russia. Remember, Macron, this is in the context of Macron saying he wants to send, he's not ruling out sending troops to the Ukraine. These are clear rebuffs of this. This is a clear rejection of what the people have been getting. Now, again, they could sit here and point at this and say, record turnout, the people are still buying into the democracy system. I have a hunch a more accurate way to read this is a last attempt. This is the people making one last final attempt to vote some sort of change in. If these people were smart, because like I say, you're not going to get anything different if Le Pen is in there. But if they were smart, like if they were paying me a lot of money to give them advice, you know, to be a consultant, I would tell them, let Le Pen's bunch come in here. Even let them change the speed limit or do some other sort of, you know, window dressing change right away so that the people get this message that, wow, we're finally getting some change. It won't be meaningful. Just give them something, you know, give them something. Say, claim you're cracking down on Islam or some other nonsense that you're not actually going to do. Give them some sort of feeling that their vote did something. Now all of a sudden, have the media go into even more hysterics about how right wing and this is practically Nazis again. Have all of that, and then of course continue down the same path that you're ultimately going to wind up wandering around and doing the same thing anyway. But at least give the people some sort of feeling that boy, they really shook things up. But I don't really believe for a minute that they're actually going to do that. I just think you're going to see more of the same. The people I read this record turnout vote. I read this is one last attempt to vote themselves out of this mess, to vote, you know, for change. If that doesn't happen, I really think they're flirting with their own potential disaster. Because the French are not nearly as complacent as, say, the Americans are. For all the shit-talking Americans like to do towards the French people, cheese-eating surrender monkeys, we got the screaming eagle over here, buddy. Americans are a bunch, they're complacent as hell. The French are not that way. The French historically, when they throw their hands up and they've had enough, right now we had in this story the left wing running out there and setting dumpsters on fire. In France, the other people are just as prone to do that. I mean, here in the U.S., the only people that do that are the left-wing people who, at some certain level or another, are probably an employee of the government, or at least certain operatives are more than likely on some sort of government payroll. I suspect it's much the same in France and these other countries. We know in Germany, for instance, they basically pay protesters to go out there and protest for what the government wants to do. But in France, the regular people will also take to the streets and start burning shit. They will start setting cars on fire. Well, like I mentioned earlier, Macron at one point during the Yellow Vest protests had to surround the presidential palace with the army because he was worried they were going to come in there and drag his ass out. France is not the U.S. So I read this high voter turnout as this is one last chance. I do. I think it's one last chance. And I think these people are going to rig it. I think they're going to, as they're admitting to doing, they're going to cut their deals and they're going to block it and say, "Nope, sorry, too bad for you. The left wing has won again." Maybe vote harder next time. But I don't think the French are as likely to go back like a Republican in America would and say, "Well, we'll get them again in another 4 years." I think at some point, with the ripoff, the fraud, you know, the back dealing, the system working as it's meant to, spits in the face of the people again in France and says, "Oh, well, tough. You know, it's part of our democracy values of who you are that you don't get what you want. You're going to get more of the same one way or the other." I don't know. You know, I think you could wind up with people walking away and saying, "Well, we're done with that. We're done with this voting thing." And again, France is not America. When the French are done with something, they'll start burning stuff. Like all of them. Not just the paid left-wing agitators. Like all of them will go out in the streets and start setting off on fire. Macron had the army back around the presidential palace again. I don't know. These Democrats, this democracy system in all these countries is not sustainable. Because it's not sustainable because legitimacy is not sustainable. You can only do the whole, the people go out and vote for change but don't get change routine so many times. And then after a while, the people throw their hands up and say, "Well, this doesn't work. You're just scamming me." And if there's one bunch of people that might actually, you know, throwing up their hands and say, "We give up on this democracy thing. We're going to do something else." If there's one bunch of people that might act on that in a matter where Macron has to once again surround the presidential palace with the army, if there's one bunch of people that might be prone to doing that, I think it's the French. We're going to wrap up on that note. I hope you will get a chance. I'll be back tomorrow with the Parish of the Patriots program. Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson will be here Wednesday for the Orthodox Nationalist. I know you all look forward to that. And we all look forward to Dr. Johnson's Thursday Daily Nationalist, geopolitical centered, always informative, very good stuff. I plan to be back here on Friday as usual with the Funny Fridays of humorous. I find humor in everything, but a more humor focused wrap up to your week. I hope you have a good week. Keep the faith, and we'll see you next time.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.